From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. House is confronting debate over federal aid to victims of Superstorm Sandy. Lawmakers are considering a nearly $51 billion assistance package. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on objections by some Republicans who want spending on aid to be offset by cuts elsewhere.
Particularly among the farthest right of the Republicans, the Tea Party allied Republicans. This is seen as just more government spending, and they feel that if the government is going to spend money on anything, even disaster aid, it needs to be offset with other spending cuts. Though the sense is that in this case, they are in the minority.
NPR's Tamara Keith. President Obama is considering 19 steps he could take through executive action alone to curb gun violence. Congressional officials say those steps may include ordering tougher action for gun buyers who lie in a background check and tougher penalties for gun trafficking. This as New York State Assembly is expected to approve the toughest gun restrictions in the nation that have already won approval in the state Senate. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he applauds the new state gun control standards.
I think this protects the Second Amendment, the rights of people, and at the same time it makes all New Yorkers safer, and they all, from the governor on down, deserve real credit for doing it.
The legislation calls for a stricter assault weapons ban, more limits on ammunition, and the sale of guns. Meanwhile, police in Nashville, Tennessee, will now be allowed to carry personally owned assault rifles while on duty. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports the city's chief of police believes beat cops might need greater firepower than the regular issue pistols and shotguns.
The policy change is a direct response to shootings in Newtown, Connecticut and Aurora, Colorado. In a written statement, Nashville Police Chief Steve Anderson says allowing officers to carry their own weapons is, quote, in the best interest of public and officer safety. SWAT teams already carry AR-15 style rifles, and if police officers want to carry their own, they have to go through a 3-day course and have the weapons certified. Given the AR-15s cost around $1,000 each, police officials say they won't be purchasing anymore, but it's estimated that a third of the city's 1,400 officers have their own at home. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
President Obama is due to release his proposals for curbing gun violence tomorrow. The U.S. may be offering support to its French allies fighting Islamist insurgents in Africa, but U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says no American troops will be deployed on the ground. France has recruited help in recent days from the U.S., Britain, and other countries to keep Al-Qaeda-linked rebels from taking control of Mali. At last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 23 at 13,530. You're listening to NPR News. Veterans looking for work may already have a spot at Walmart, provided they were honorably discharged from active duty within the last year. The retail giant says it expects to expand its workforce with former military personnel over the next 5 years. Lance Armstrong has admitted during an interview with Oprah Winfrey to using performance-enhancing drugs during his cycling career. Winfrey says Armstrong was forthcoming about his use of the drugs. NPR's Craig Windham reports the interview will be broadcast on Winfrey's cable network.
Armstrong has vigorously denied the doping charges against him for years and has been aggressive in attacking his critics. But after being stripped of his 7 Tour de France victories and banned for life from Olympic sports, he has changed course. Winfrey told CBS This Morning Armstrong was direct, honest, and candid in the interview.
I think the velocity of everything that's come at him in the past several months, and particularly in the past several weeks, he was just ready.
Armstrong is reportedly set to testify against several cycling officials about their involvement in doping as part of an effort to reduce his lifetime Olympic sports ban. Craig Windham, NPR News.
By the way, the International Cycling Union, or UCI, is urging Armstrong to testify before the independent panel it's set up to look into a possible doping cover-up at the UCI. Higher demand for clothes, furniture, and vehicles is behind December's 0.5% rise in retail sales. The Commerce Department saying today a 1.6% jump in sales of autos and auto parts led all categories. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.